The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Da 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 da. You couldn't turn his microphone off during that segment?
Well, I thought you were coming in.
Oh, but I am coming in now.
Okay.
Come in when I want to. It's my show.
I just leave.
Which reminds me, I got to thinking, if I quit the show, it's going to be called, I got a name for it. Instead of the Wake Up Crew, it'll be the Wake Up 2. How you like that?
That's good. But if you're out, I'm out.
Oh, wow. Then it'll be the Wake Up with Brian.
The Wake Up Uno.
Uno, like number one, or Uno, like the game?
Well, probably number one.
Number one, yeah. Yeah, he could handle it.
You
could
call
be
it Oon, Wake Up Oon.
We've got everything for him. All he's got to do is talk to himself instead of talking to us.
You could replay a bunch of stuff, too. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, like, pretend like we're
do
here.
Do the birthdays and all that by yourself. I mean, it'd be easy. I mean,
maybe that's part of our, when we renew our contract, we don't have to do any of that stuff.
Look how much faster he'd go, too, without us.
Should be over in 20 minutes.
I mean, you know. Because you'd go right at it. There'd be no distractions.
I mean, you basically do the 7-Eleven segment by yourself.
You do. We just kind of go, huh? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you get annoyed when we talk, so.
No, it's because I don't get to talk at all.
It's control. But I'll talk about control here in just a second. It's Tuesday, September 30th, episode 1753. 4 days until fall break. I can't wait. Can you? Okay, maybe you can. Blackmans and Stewart's Creek Thursday, and Eagleville versus Moore County on Friday. Both games on WGNS and Big G TV. This weekend, Vanderbilt's at Alabama, MTSU and Tennessee are off, and the Titans are at Arizona. And it's Taco Tuesday.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I got, in fact, in the next segment, I'm going to talk about Waffle House. I think you're all going to love it.
I love Waffle House.
Yeah, you're going to love it. You're going to love this segment. Okay, and we're going to do our song of the day this morning, which is, I'll tell you in just a second. Okay, are you ready? You ready for it?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, this is Every Breath You Take by The Police.
Every breath you take.
And Misunderstood is a love song. It's often played at weddings. But it really means obsession, control, and surveillance.
Mm.
Every breath you take, every move you make.
I'll be watching you.
Yeah. I have a little...
I'll be watching you.
I have a little oven towel that puts on my oven. It's got a picture of Chipper, you know, looking like dog. It says, every bite you take, I'll be watching you. So, you know.
Mm.
And that's what he does.
He's just always looking.
Huey does the same thing, right?
He lays his head in your lap.
Oh, yeah. Hoping something will drop.
So now, does your towel stay on the oven?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mine doesn't. Either Rosie or Skeeter will pull it down.
Oh, they jump.
Yes.
You better get those dogs quit jumping. It's going to hurt their back. Especially Skeeter.
Well, no, man. I mean, they just reach up and pull it down. There's a blanket on the, what do they call that, coffee table? He's pulling it in the floor.
You know what's going to happen with Brian? We're going to find him one day. He's going to be dead, and the dogs are going to be sitting in the table eating supper and stuff.
You know, they'll be eating him. That's what I think is going to happen. I'm going to go over there one day because I haven't heard from you in 3 days, and your body's going to be half eaten by all of your dogs.
Oh, that's sad. What am I laughing for? That's sad.
Pretty sick, man.
Our show today is sponsored by America's Thrift Stores. You can save big at America's Thrift Stores, now open at Middle Tennessee and MLK Junior Boulevard. From unique statement pieces to brand name deals, get up to 70% off retail. Visit americansthrift.com/Murfreesboro today. And you know what? Each and every Monday now, we can talk, when we talk about America's Thrift Stores, Dalton will come in with a play-by-play report of anything or something he bought from America's Thrift Stores.
The latest thrift find.
Yeah.
But what if I didn't have a chance to go?
No, that's okay, too.
Oh, okay.
I mean, if you didn't find anything.
Is this sponsored?
I mean, they can't.
Sponsorship.
They can't please you every week. Well, I mean, true. You know, that's impossible for anybody.
We did get an email from them. I guess it was Tuesday when they opened, I believe.
Last week, yeah.
Yeah, last Tuesday when they opened. Got an email, and we didn't have a chance to go that day.
How come you got an email? I didn't get one.
Somebody signed us up. Like, somebody knew somebody. You had to be referred.
Oh,
but
it
was, you got to go. They opened Wednesday, but Tuesday, if you got that email, you got like a membership to get in, and it was 20% off your purchase.
Did you get to go?
We didn't get to go.
Oh, man.
Didn't get to go.
Wow. More to come.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 87 degrees. Winds north-northeasterly, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 61. Wednesday, lots more sunshine, highs head right back to 87. Then lows head right back down to 61 with a few clouds on Wednesday night. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 63.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Habitat Restore has furniture.
At a great bargain price.
Couches, beds, tables.
We have it all.
At the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
If it's here today, you better get it.
Because it may be gone tomorrow.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
She wrote this letter and gave it to my dad to have the minister to read at the funeral. It was very healing for the kids, even for the grandkids.
Let the Murfreesboro Funeral Home help your family when experiencing loss of a loved one.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants, and we want to thank you for 40 great years of good food and fun.
At Toots, we still have the same specials, the same quality, the same portion sizes, even after 40 years.
And we have the best kids menu in town.
And our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Hello, this is Mike Vaughn of Vaughn's Bermuda Farm in White County, and we come to the Rutherford County Farmers Market, and we sell 100% grass-fed Angus beef, no grains, steroids, antibiotics, or additional hormones. This is Mike Vaughn of Vaughn's Bermuda Farm in White County, and we sell 100% grass-fed Angus beef, and we look forward to seeing you there.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open. This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill was carted off with a dislocated knee. He had 6 receptions against the Jets, 67 yards. His Miami team defeated New York 27-21. The Jets' record now 0-4. They had 3 fumbles and 13 penalties in the game. In a second Monday night game, Denver over Cincinnati easily 28-3. Bo Nix with 3 total touchdowns. The Bengals on the first drive kicked a short field goal, but after that had 9 drives, 5 first downs, and only 97 yards of offense. Giants wide receiver Malik Nabers is out for the year with a torn ACL. Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy will not return. He's been offered an advisory role. Skip Schumacher could reportedly be promoted from advisor to manager there. The Minnesota Twins fired manager Rocco Baldelli. The Giants fired manager Bob Melvin. The Mets' Carlos Mendoza will return. The Diamondbacks will reportedly keep skipper Torey Lovello.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett. Ah!
21 after the hour, we're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Curious about electric vehicles? MTE's Drive EV program has resources to help you learn. Visit driveev.com. Went by MTE the other day. Beautiful building. Just great logo.
And beautiful people.
They do have a good logo. I think MTE has one of the best logos in Rutherford County.
They do.
Outside
they really
of
do.
Ours. I think we have the best logo in Rutherford County. But I designed it, so that's...
But it's not anywhere like on a post. I mean, it's...
It's on the frosted window here in the studio.
Yeah, but it needs to be like... We need to have a Wake Up Crew banner, a poster... Like
I
on
was
the road,
about the radio station.
We'll have WGNS on there.
Oh, okay.
And then have our three faces underneath it.
Yeah.
Wonder how much that would cost us.
I know, it'd have to be a big banner for our heads.
We get a
that was
rude. We get a roll up banner. We can use it when we do the Christmas parade this year.
Oh, here we go with the Christmas parade.
I'm gonna make it happen. I'm gonna talk about it enough where it happens.
You have to talk to somebody from the city, wouldn't you, Brian?
Well, he's supposed to be coordinating it.
Okay. Well, he knows enough dignitaries.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, he can get that done.
The idea is to have both Smyrna and Murfreesboro parades. That's what I would like to do.
And we'll get Danny to host the Smyrna parade.
Yeah.
No, the Smyrna parade is already being hosted this year.
Well, why is that your goal then if it's already being hosted?
Well, I would
you just
like
want to broadcast
I would
it.
Like to have it
to
broadcast, and then you know on Christmas Day we'll re-air both of the parades, and you can just watch them whenever you want on Christmas Day.
Oh, on Big GTV.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I want to host it on Big GTV.
I refuse to host it unless they do it like we do the Macy's parade, and me and Dalton, you see our faces at the beginning of it with coats on and stuff. You know.
So that's my plan. Okay. We'll have a booth. And there'll be a camera
Micah,
on both of
Micah
us.
Will be running the camera.
And we'll cut back to us every so often, and then we'll cut to him, and he'll be out there on the parade floor, like interviewing people. Like he's Al Roker. You know what I mean?
Wayne Blair and Rick Hall are going to host the Smyrna parade.
You're going to need to talk to Chris.
We might need a little more production work.
I think they'd love doing that. That's a different experience for them.
They might. They're doing the Smyrna parade. They've done the Smyrna parade for years.
Why are you lagging behind then? If Smyrna's got all this going, why are you not? You know, you should already have it all set up. Okay. All right. I guess I've said enough there. Gracie Miller is today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for being an amazing friend. Gracie Miller is going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS. And our Good Neighbor of the Day is built by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and supporting the neighbors who make Rutherford County strong.
And if you'd like to nominate someone as Good Neighbor of the Day, super easy to get those into us. Text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 or head on over to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor.
Don't forget your birthdays too. Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club, same phone number.
Well, it's International Podcast Day. Pull up your favorite podcast. Listen to it on the way to work this morning. Oh, listen to us actually instead. Don't do that.
Yeah, let's listen to our podcast. That's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
What's your favorite podcast? Oh, never mind. 6:24 here on the Wake Up Crew. Stay with us here on this Tuesday.
We're visiting with a resident at Stones River Manor who has her own apartment in independent living. I see you have a whole collection of antique churns. What's the story behind that one?
Bought it at an auction. I told my husband, I said, don't go too high on it, maybe $35. And there was this guy, he kept on bidding. And my husband said, I'm going to get it. I don't care what it costs. And he kept on and he gave $85 for it. That was a lot of money for us back then.
Learn more online at stonesrivermanor.com.
You don't have hot dogs or apple pie or no Chevrolet to drive, but we have some hickory smoked wings you're just dying to try. You'll try them, you'll like them, you'll give some to a friend. So on a dare, just stop on by and bring in a friend. Slick Pig Barbecue, 1920 East Main.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Carlin Cochran. New information is emerging in the case of a woman accused of posing as a nurse and stealing sedatives from local hospital patients. Marissa Jean Denton allegedly posed as a nurse at St. Thomas Midtown, stealing the powerful sedative propofol from a patient's IV. She's also accused of a similar theft at Vanderbilt Medical Center just days earlier. Court records reveal Denton never held a valid Tennessee nursing license and has faced disciplinary action in multiple states. She's charged with theft and impersonating a licensed professional. Her bond is set at $75,000, but prosecutors want it raised. Following a landslide that occurred over the weekend, Gatlinburg tourists should expect delays after heavy rain and flooding caused multiple road closures in Sevier County. Those driving in Gatlinburg said because the bypass is closed until further notice, the 441 Parkway leading through downtown Gatlinburg has gotten a lot busier. The Great Smoky Mountains National Park removed over 70 loads of debris from the road this weekend and will update the public once it's fully stabilized and safe to reopen.
You're invited to the National Banana Pudding Festival in Centerville, October 4th and 5th. Make plans to attend one of the South's favorite festivals. Sample varieties of our signature dish on the pudding path. Enjoy dozens of craft vendors, live music, and exciting contests. Advance tickets available now at bananapuddingfest.org. Mark your calendars for the National Banana Pudding Festival, October 4th and 5th in Centerville.
The Nashville Film Festival has revealed the winners of its 56th annual festival, celebrating a diverse range of films and screenplays. The winners of Best Narrative Short, Best Documentary Short, and Best Animated Short categories are now Academy Award qualifying, making them eligible for Oscar consideration. The festival continued through Wednesday, September 24th, with screenings of the award-winning films at Regal Green Hills and a closing night celebration at Electric Jane. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
627. You're listening to The Wake Up Crew on a Tuesday, Taco Tuesday.
It's Taco, Taco, Taco Tuesday.
And Good Neighbor events are coming up after Rewind today. And we'll have a check of the forecast and our first look at traffic in a few minutes as well. I promised you, since it's Taco Tuesday, I would promise you that I was going to talk about Waffle House.
Yes.
And I will.
I love Waffle House.
Here are 7 popular Waffle House orders that locals say you must try.
I wonder if my order's on the list.
I bet it is.
No.
Well, I don't know. Probably not. You're kind of out there.
Not really.
Okay. Well, we'll see. Number one, lots of people love the All-Star Scrambled Eggs. Now, that consists of, listen to this, you get toast, grits, scrambled eggs or fried, 2 pieces of bacon or 4, something like that, and a waffle.
It's a good meal.
That's a good meal. That'll get you very full, okay? And it's easy to order. They know what it is. It's just boom, boom, you're there. Steak or pork chops and eggs with some hash browns.
I have had their steak once, and it's actually pretty good.
Yes, it is. It is.
Now, don't go in expecting like
a 12-ounce sirloin,
right?
or ribeye.
It's a Waffle House steak, but yeah, it's pretty good.
Number 3, Texas cheesesteak melt.
Is that the sandwich or the bowl?
The sandwich.
I've had the sandwich. It's good. I don't think it's as good as the bowl.
Waffles. Just order a waffle.
That's what bacon does.
And you'd be surprised that that is not as caloric as you might think. I mean, it, you know, the
where
syrup.
Where they get you is the syrup. Yeah.
The syrup gets you a little bit. But, you know, you don't have to have a lot of that on there to make it good.
Megan gets her waffle with chocolate chips and peanut butter chips.
Yeah.
And that's what
yeah.
she puts on hers.
Anything with grits, number 5.
Their grits are good.
For lunch, number 6, get the patty melt. I think it's hamburger.
I've had it, and it's also very good.
And number 7 is the chicken melt. Now, none of yours is on there. So
Mine is the cheesesteak melt, but it's the bowl, not the sandwich.
Okay.
They have a hash brown bowl that is that sandwich melt. Their cheesesteak and stuff, just instead of on a sandwich, it's on a bowl of hash browns.
You know, I like the hash browns, but I have to have it like smothered.
Well, that's why I get the bowl, because it's got grilled onions, and you can get one that's got bacon, egg, and
you
cheese.
You put chili in it too, I guess.
I don't do that because chili stresses me out.
You know what's really good, which is surprising? You'll be surprised. Get some hash browns and then put their gravy on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
It is really good. It's like it's almost as good as eating gravy and biscuit, really.
So if I get the bacon, egg, and cheese hash brown bowl, I have them add gravy to that.
Yeah.
And it is very good.
Mm, yeah. That's good. Their gravy's pretty good.
Their gravy's really good.
Yeah. So what do you get, Brian?
I prefer the sausage or bacon hash brown bowl, usually sausage.
He's a sausage man.
Yeah, well, I do too. It's like Sonic. You get a Sonic burrito. I like the sausage more than I do the bacon burrito. Their eggs are good.
Yeah, those Sonic breakfast burritos with the tater tots in them.
Oh, didn't think about that.
Got those little nuggets in it, those little sausage nuggets.
Yeah, yeah.
They do. They've got one of their burritos. I can't remember which one. It's got It's got little tater tots in there. At Sonic, it's very good.
That's the big boy. That's
have you tried? Like. Speaking of Sonic, have you tried the Smasher Burger?
I have. It's pretty good.
What kind? What's the sauce like? Because it looks like it's Thousand like, Island kind
it's
of stuff.
Like Big Mac type sauce.
Do you, you don't get it though?
I
do
get
you?
It without it. Yeah.
Yeah, I figured you did. It's got mayonnaise in it. Probably.
Yeah, I don't love Thousand Island on a hamburger. I know that's like the burger sauce. It's, I'd rather have ketchup and mustard.
What didn't Shoney's really? Originate that sauce.
Either they did or McDonald's. I'm not sure. I think the Big Mac's been around for a long time.
That, I know Shoney's used to have it on their cheeseburgers and stuff. So
that was on the Big Boy burger, wasn't it?
But yeah, we need to go to Shoney's one day, relive it. We go to Lebanon, relive that adventure. So. All right, it's time for Today in History, brought to you by our friends at Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
1939, the first televised college football game. It was between Fordham and Waynesburg at New York City. New York City. 1955, American actor and cultural icon James Dean is killed in a car crash at age 24. 1960, The Flintstones, the first animated sitcom created by Hanna-Barbera, premieres on ABC. 1960. That is the season one theme song. It had no words.
Yabba-dabba-doo! You kind of look like Fred.
He does look like Fred. You put a black wig on him, he's got it.
Yeah, I guess you're balder than Fred Flintstone.
1968, the Supremes released Love Child. And in 1991, Jerry Springer's tabloid talk show, The Jerry Springer Show, debuts. That's a look at Today in History. And coming up, we've got Brandon Brooks with Rewind. We're going to be checking the entertainment report and another check of the forecast. And we'll also be checking traffic for you, too. Right here all on News Radio WGNS. It's Taco Tuesday, folks. We'll talk about it all next hour here on News Radio WGNS.
This is CBS Rewind.
Of Indiana.
September 30th, 1955.
You're tearing me apart!
Actor James Dean killed in a car crash in California.
That is where I placed a flower.
He was 24.
Jim Dean.
And this date in 1991, the PBS debut of the game show
in the world is
Carmen Sandiego.
September 30th, 1982.
Making your way in the world today.
Cheers debuts on NBC. And this date in 1984.
My name is Jessica Fletcher.
The CBS premiere of Murder, She Wrote. I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, and RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it can be covered at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can be.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 87 degrees. Winds north-northeasterly, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 61. Wednesday, lots more sunshine. Highs head right back to 87. Then lows head right back down to 61 with a few clouds on Wednesday night. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 63.
Good morning. They've opened up one lane here on this crash that happened earlier, 65 northbound. It's going to be between Trinity Lane and Dickerson Pike. Of course, the heaviest flow of traffic right now in this area is in the southbound lanes coming down 65 out of Madison. Again, they're clearing this wreck northbound, 65 just before Dickerson Pike as it starts to get busy now. 24 westbound coming out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. Sty Dental Care in Nashville. Over 350 five-star wonderful Google reviews. Give them a call today at Stein Dental Care in Nashville. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by the law offices of John Day, Americare Pest Control, and Old National Bank.
I've got pets.
Americare Services Incorporated, family-owned and operated for residential and commercial customers, we offer a full range of services. Our services include one-time, monthly, and quarterly pest control, termite control, moisture and fungus control, automatic foundation vents, and more. Licensed, insured, and bonded for your protection. 893-7111.
Call the best of the best to get rid of your pet.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
WGNS encourages you to shop local. Let's patronize those local family businesses. Some great theater this weekend. The Mousetrap opens at the Art Center of Cannon County in neighboring Woodbury. It's an Agatha Christie murder mystery. Starts this weekend through October 11th at the Art Center of Cannon County. Oh, this weekend brings the International Food Festival to St. Luke Catholic Church. That's on the old Nashville Highway in Smyrna. This weekend. It's getting close to the end of the time you have to paint your bowl for Cookin' to Build. Cookin' to Build will be November 1st on the Murfreesboro Square. But part of that tradition is painting your bowl. Just drop by Color Me Mine anytime at your convenience now through October 15th. Don't let that slip away. The Red Cross is still critically low on blood, so please give the gift of life. Phone the Red Cross and make an appointment that fits your schedule. And don't miss the Farmers Market on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
You know, everyone has a more. First it's a pony, then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do, but your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Turn to Turner Security for your business or your home. With Turner on your team, you're never alone. For everything you'll need, all you gotta do is call. Turner's got it all. When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
America's Thrift Stores is now open at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Whether you're thrifting for a one-of-a-kind statement piece, name-brand jeans, or just browsing for the thrill of the find, America's Thrift offers unbeatable value with prices up to 70% off retail. Don't miss the deals. Don't miss the fun. Come celebrate the grand opening of America's Thrift Stores in Murfreesboro. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for all the details.
I've just had my cataract surgery.
McCabe Vision Center.
My astigmatism was corrected. My farsightedness, my nearsightedness, every single thing has been corrected.
McCabe Vision Center.
Give yourself the gift of sight. And I can drive at nighttime. I can see everything. I mean, crystal clear. Anyway, thank you.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dickens, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
21 before the hour, and we're trying something new this week. Really, it's just to kind of give you a little few days off, really. I mean, it's a whole different kind of thing here. We're doing a dad joke competition. My joke's against yours. Yesterday, I won by just a hair.
So just
a
hair.
Let's go. I will go first this time.
Okay.
Because that might have an effect on the judge. You never know whoever goes first. All right. I got a new pen that can write underwater.
Really?
Yeah, it can write other words, too. Ooh, I just got a...
It's fair.
Yeah. All right, take it away.
What kind of fruit likes going down a slide?
I don't know. What?
A kiwi!
That was a good joke.
John, valiant effort today.
I'm out. I'm down. I got beat.
But you did get beat today. That pegs our score to 1-1.
Let me ask you, did the sound effects...
It did affect the score, yes.
Yeah. Because that made me laugh just looking at it.
That's part of the delivery, you know? I mean, that affected it. So we're tied up at 1-1.
Well, you have to admit, being tied at 1-1, I'm just a beginner. He's like
that's
a pro. So we'll see. 641.
CBS News Brief. Just hours to go until the midnight deadline, and congressional Republicans and Democrats are still far apart on a government funding deal. CBS's Tina Kraus.
If there is a shutdown, Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid payments will continue, though national parks and museums will close.
President Trump and Defense Secretary Hegseth are expected to address military leaders from around the world when they gather at Quantico Marine Base in Virginia next hour. Military analyst Jeff McCausland.
This is unprecedented. In fact, unprecedented doesn't describe this.
Pentagon hasn't given a reason for the meeting. Federal troops set to deploy to Tennessee as part of the president's crackdown on crime. CBS's Nicole Valdez is in Memphis.
Those National Guardsmen who are expected to be in the city at some point this week are, we're told, not going to be making arrests, nor will they be armed unless local law enforcement asks them to be.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
In Murfreesboro, care teams at the Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital, Vanderbilt Surgery, and clinics are amplifying awareness around Tennessee's growing youth mental health crisis as National Suicide Prevention Month concludes. Alarming statistics from the Tennessee Department of Health show a 47% rise in youth suicide rates between 2019 and 2023, with a particularly troubling spike of 257 suicide-related ER visits in a single week this August. Heather Crate, a clinical pediatric psychologist, emphasized the urgency. Suicide remains the second leading cause of death for youth ages 10 to 14 in the state. Located on West Northfield Boulevard, Monroe Carroll's Murfreesboro facility has seen over 194,000 visits and plays a crucial role in identifying and supporting at-risk youth. As part of the Zero Suicide Institute initiative, they offer resources and guidance for families, encouraging early intervention. Parents are urged to watch for warning signs, such as drastic behavior changes, social withdrawal, or talk of self-harm. For immediate support, residents can contact the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. At the same time, Murfreesboro is also contending with a persistent blood shortage affecting hospitals across Rutherford County. Medical professionals cite a steep decline in donations since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic. While innovations have improved the donation process, including non-invasive iron testing and pre-scheduling tools, donor turnout remains low. As hospitals continue to ration blood, the Red Cross is urging Rutherford County residents to act now. One call to 800-RED-CROSS could help save a life. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
That brisket came from your cow, right?
Yep, raised her, named her, thanked her, and now she's dinner.
Rutherford County Farmers Market. There's something fresh every week. Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1 at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro on John R. Rice Boulevard.
Play an old guitar, 9:30 past 1. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber. Go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment, too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
America's Thrift Stores is now open at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Whether you're thrifting for a one-of-a-kind statement piece, name-brand jeans, or just browsing for the thrill of the find, America's Thrift offers unbeatable value with prices up to 70% off retail. Don't miss the deals. Don't miss the fun. Come celebrate the grand opening of America's Thrift Stores in Murfreesboro. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for all the details.
Hi, this is Trevor from Bell Jewelers. It's always special to give someone a gift just randomly, something that they can remember you by. One of those gifts could be a gift that lasts forever, like a Bell Jewelers diamond. Usually they'll have that for their entire lifetime. They might reset it into a new pendant or ring, but they're still going to have that diamond for their entire lifetime. Give a gift that keeps on giving, buy them a diamond. Nothing sparkles like a Bell Jewelers diamond. Come see us at Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Through Sharing Change, MTE members round up their bills to support local nonprofits. Find out more how your spare change can make a difference at sharingchange.org.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Carlin Cochran. A Lewisburg woman has been sentenced to 18 months in federal prison for international parental kidnapping. Prosecutors say 38-year-old Kate Carson took her 9-year-old son to Portugal during a custody dispute in 2023, then refused to return. She later fled to Indonesia, where there's no U.S. extradition treaty, and tried to bribe the child's father to drop the case. Carson was eventually caught and expelled by Indonesian authorities, then arrested by the FBI upon arrival in the U.S. The child has since been reunited with his father. Three Union County deputies have been fired after two inmates died in separate incidents at the county jail. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation says 37-year-old Justin Davis died days after being found unresponsive in his cell on August 29. A second inmate, 52-year-old Benjamin Hibbert, was found dead on September 6. Deputies Christopher Snyder, Jesse Hooper, and Edward Tolliver were terminated for failing to properly monitor inmates. The TBI is investigating and will turn over its findings to District Attorney Jared Effler.
You're invited to the National Banana Pudding Festival in Centerville, October 4th and 5th. Make plans to attend one of the South's favorite festivals. Sample varieties of our signature dish on the pudding path. Enjoy dozens of craft vendors, live music, and exciting contests. Advance tickets available now at bananapuddingfest.org. Mark your calendars for the National Banana Pudding Festival, October 4th and 5th in Centerville.
Engineering students at Tennessee Tech are building more than just skills. They're building a more inclusive future. As part of the Tech Engineering for Kids initiative, students designed adaptive playground equipment for Findlay Elementary in Sparta, inspired by Olivia Mosher, a student with cerebral palsy. Working closely with her family, the team created a safe, inclusive playhouse and even modified her wheelchair for easier mobility. The project is part of a larger push for more accessible playgrounds and a powerful lesson in using engineering to help others. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
Donating is easy at America's Thrift Stores. They're proud to partner with Make-A-Wish Middle Tennessee to help grant life-changing wishes for local children battling critical illnesses. When you donate gently used clothing and household items, you're giving more than stuff. You're giving hope. Every donation helps Make-A-Wish bring joy to a child right here in Middle Tennessee. Drop off donations today at the new location in Murfreesboro at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Learn more at americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back to The Wake Up Crew. We are looking at 648 now. And John, Brian, and Dalton with you. And I had something really very good to show you guys, but now I don't have it anymore. Wait a minute. Maybe I do.
Oh, did you find it?
Yeah, I found it. Okay, here we go. Keeping in with Taco Tuesday. Mm. This is from All Recipes magazine or internet service. The 7 top chicken tenders. So this could rest the case that didn't we do a tier list with them? On chicken tenders?
I think we did.
All right, well, here's what this author says. The best fast food chicken tenders. Fast food now. Mm-hmm. 7th place. What would you think? Just throw one out there. What would you think would be 7th?
Hardee's. Carl's Jr.
It's McDonald's. McDonald's chicken tenders.
That's what I was going to say, but they're new, so I didn't know if they were on the list. They're okay. I'd rather have their nuggets to their tenders, personally.
Here's one that some people like a lot, but other people don't. It's in 6th place. Burger King's chicken fries.
I do like those. I don't know that I would put them much higher, but I do like them.
Yeah.
I think they're kind of in the nugget category.
They're their own thing.
Let's kind of put it this way. Really, to be honest, they're all pretty good.
Here's my perspective. If I want chicken tenders, I'm not going to Burger King. But if I want chicken fries, that's the only place I can go.
That's right. So, yeah, good point. In 5th place, the KFC's chicken tenders. No comment on that?
I'm a big fan.
Okay, I am too. I like them. 4th place, Arby's chicken tenders. I don't know that I've had them.
Yeah.
They look good, though, in this picture.
Yeah.
Their honey mustard is good.
It says it arrived piping hot and crispy, but the texture threw them off after the first bite. The chicken turned out rubbery and tough with a faint freezer burnt aftertaste.
Yeah, some of them will get you.
Third place, Sonic Chicken Tenders.
Sonic's pretty good.
Yeah, they're
and
not bad.
Got, you can get gravy as your dipping sauce.
So we're down to number two, and I agree with this one. Popeye's Chicken Tenders.
Okay.
They're really good. They come close to taking the top spot. The variety of breading flavors such as classic, spicy, and blackened.
Well, one of two is about to be left off this list. Either Cane's or Zaxby's is about to be left off the list, and I'm very curious to know which one of those is number one.
Okay, I'm going to tell you. I personally like Zaxby's better than Cane's.
I think Zaxby's chicken is better. Cane's sauce is better.
But what I'm worried about, if Zaxby's is not on this list, they're not even seventh?
Right. They should be probably number one.
Well, here we go. It's Cane, Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. And let me see why they say that. Okay. A crunchy exterior and juicy interior. It packed bold seasoning without tipping into saltiness. Their generous size made them feel more like a full entree than a kid's meal of nuggets.
Fair.
A typical order rounds out with a buttery slice of Texas toast, crunchy crinkle cut fries, and the brand special sauce and creamy coleslaw. So Cane's was number one. But Zaxby's didn't even make the list.
What I will say is I think Cane's sauce is a little better than Zaxby's. And I think Cane's French fries are a little better than Zaxby's.
Well, the sauce to me is what makes the Cane's chicken tenders, I think.
And Zaxby's sauce is good.
Yes.
It's really good, but their chicken, I think, is a little better. Now, Cane's is bigger. They're right. They have bigger chicken tenders. I don't know.
And Cane's really concentrates on chicken tenders, where Zaxby's has a few more options to, you know, like chicken wings and that kind of thing. You know, I asked them. I had to call Zaxby's the other day and say, do y'all still have chicken wings? Because you don't see it on the menu, drive-thru menu board or anything. And I was just wondering. I'm sure they do. And they did. And, yeah. But they don't advertise it a whole lot.
No, and you can get a lot of different things from Zaxby's. You can get cheese curds as a side.
Yeah. They're egg rolls.
Oh, yes.
Oh, they're delicious.
You can for a dollar, add a nibbler to your meal.
Yeah.
Get a little sandwich.
Yeah. That's good stuff. All right. It's time for celebrity birthdays.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
1917. Buddy Rich, American jazz drummer and band leader, born in Brooklyn, New York. 1924. Truman Capote, American author. He wrote In Cold Blood. 1958, this is one of Brian's personal friends.
Oh.
Marty Stewart from Philadelphia, Mississippi, country singer. He kind of hillbilly rock, I guess. There it is, hillbilly rock, the song.
Keeping up the rhythm, steady as a clock. To a little thing called the hillbilly rock.
Oh, I forgot you know Marty Stewart, too.
Yes.
You met him.
I did. I wouldn't say I know him.
And the great Connie Smith.
And he wouldn't say he knows me. If you said, oh, you met Dalton Barrett, he'd say, who?
Here's one. I don't know how to pronounce the last name. Maybe you can help me. Marion Cotillard. Cotillard. She was in Inception. Rust and Bone. 1982, Lacey Chabert. She's the queen of Hallmark. She was also in Party of Five. Mean Girls was in that. 2002, Maddie Ziegler, American dancer, actress, and model, born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Now the local birthdays, and we've got Georgia Lynch, Corey Wells, Kevin McIntosh, Eddie Mann, and Kay Barrett has a birthday. Just saw her a couple weeks ago.
And we need
Happy
some
birthday
more.
To all of them.
We need some more. Get them into us. Call or text 615-893-1450 or head on over to WGNSradio.com/birthdays. Get them into us so we can give away some banana pudding from Slick Pig.
Yes. What am I supposed to do something here?
Did you normally play something? I don't know. What happens here at this point?
I thought you talked about America's Thrift Stores. They're on MLK Boulevard. I'm not really sure. All right. Anyway, that was a little bit... we need to talk about it in the production meeting. 6:55.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 87 degrees. Winds north-northeasterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 61. Wednesday, lots more sunshine, highs head right back to 87. Then lows head right back down to 61 with a few clouds on Wednesday night. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 63.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's Drive EV program has resources for members who would like to learn more about all aspects of EVs. MTE is developing programs and educational materials to answer member questions. Learn more at driveev.com.
Good morning. Wrapping up this wreck we had earlier on, 65 northbound. It's going to be north of Trinity Lane before you get up to Dickerson Pike. We're just glad it wasn't in the southbound lanes, or it'd be causing some major delays all the way backed up into the Madison area. It's already picked up with traffic volume on 24 east at the Jolton exit, as it normally does there. This time of the morning, it's also building pretty good now. 24 westbound up through Antioch, coming in from Murfreesboro. When you need dependable towing for your car or truck, call STR Towing and Recovery right here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Think the customers know I raise these eggs myself?
They do now. That hen's been louder than your radio.
50 years of local flavor. The Farmer's Market, Tuesday and Friday, 7 to 1.
Only at a producer-only market can you meet the hens behind the eggs.
Lane Agri-Park in Murfreesboro.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat ReStore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat ReStore.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Look, try the Habitat ReStore. We have used appliances.
Hey, we have refrigerators, microwave, gently used washers and dryers.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
You will leave a store
hungry. K-pop demon hunters just won't take a break.
I can destroy the hunters.
Oh, but can you really?
We're going!
The singing voices of Huntrix, the fictional girl band featured in the massive Netflix hit, will perform their hit song Golden from the movie on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon next Tuesday. EJ, Audrey, and Ray will then do the interview thing. K-pop Demon Hunters to date has over 325 million views and has become Netflix's biggest movie ever. And Doja Cat announcing her Tour Mavai World Tour that kicks off in February in Brazil. It all wraps up here in New York at Madison Square Garden in December of 2026. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, we offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options to cover your small business needs and more. Visit progressive.com today.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, my hour's over. I guess I'm going to leave. But anyway, Gracie Miller is today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for being an amazing friend. Gracie's going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts.
And our Good Neighbor of the Day is built by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and supporting the neighbors who make Rutherford County strong. If you know someone you'd like to nominate as our Good Neighbor of the Day, text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 or head on over to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Similar process for birthdays. Call or text 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/birthday. We're going to give away a delicious bowl of banana pudding from our friends at Slick Pig.
Well, the Wake Up Crew is brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. They're out there on Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Unique treasures, brand name deals, unbeatable prices. Don't miss out. It's like a new store every day at America's Thrift in Murfreesboro on MLK Jr. Boulevard. Stop on by. Tell them we said to say hey over at America's Thrift Stores.
Tell them Dalton sent you.
All right. Taco Tuesday continues with also the snack food report and much more to come right after the news at 7 o'clock.
Wow. Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network. WGNS. Murfreesboro, Smyrna. Flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Countdown to a shutdown.
The Democrats won't do the right thing.
It's in the president's hands.
Meeting of the generals.
Why are we doing this? What is actually going on?
U.S. plan to end the war in Gaza.
This is the closest we've ever come to real peace.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, President Trump and congressional leaders failed to come to terms at a White House meeting, setting the stage for a government shutdown tonight. CBS's Nicole Killian says it could mean the furloughing or firing of thousands of federal workers.
I think we're headed to a shutdown.
The vice president and congressional leaders emerged from a brief closed-door meeting with President Trump Monday without an agreement in hand.
For the first time, the president heard our objections,
and heard why we needed a bipartisan bill.
Republicans have proposed a short-term bill to fund the government through mid-November. The measure passed the House this month.
If the Democrats make the decision to shut the government down, the consequences are on them.
But Democrats say any deal must address health care, including an extension of subsidies under the Affordable Care Act to prevent a premium hike at the end of the year. Jamie Billard's husband is in the Coast Guard and, like many service members, won't be paid until a deal is done.
It's another ask for military families to try to navigate. There's a possibility that your member's not going to get a paycheck for the second half of the month. It's another plate that you have to keep spinning.
A shutdown could impact airports with thousands of TSA employees and air traffic controllers working without getting paid. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Back in 2018, we had a 35-day shutdown starting in December. As soon as that first missed paycheck, so think about 2 weeks in, we started to see sick calls from TSA officers really increase at airports across the country. That led to longer lines at checkpoints, so it took people longer to get through security. Some checkpoints had to be closed, and in one case in Miami, they even had to close an entire terminal because there weren't enough TSA officers to staff it.
Correspondent Nancy Cordes has more on an unusual gathering today at the Quantico Marine Corps base. The president, his defense secretary, and hundreds of the nation's top military officers.
You've got generals and admirals, basically the entire top echelon of the military flying in without a clear understanding of why exactly they have been summoned. President Trump himself seemed unaware of the meeting when our Ed O'Keefe asked him about it last week. Then he said it's a great thing, and now it actually appears he plans to address the group as well. Of course, Democratic lawmakers have raised some security concerns here with all of these military leaders leaving their posts at the same time and convening in one very well-publicized spot. Not to mention the cost of flying all of them back to the D.C. area on short notice for what sounds like a pep talk.
Now to the Middle East, CBS's Deborah Pata has reaction to the Gaza peace plan unveiled yesterday by President Trump and Israel's prime minister.
The proposal calls for an immediate ceasefire, the release of all remaining hostages in exchange for Palestinian prisoners, the staged withdrawal of Israeli forces, and the free flow of full humanitarian aid by the UN and other bodies. The families of hostages are almost too scared to hope that this time will not end in disappointment. And in Gaza, Palestinians who continue to endure bombardment, hunger, and displacement remain skeptical. If they wanted to end this war, said Nabil Awad, they could have done so a long time ago.
New details on the deadly attack on the Church of Latter-day Saints in Grand Blanc, Michigan. CBS's Lana Zack reports a local politician says the man who carried it out had expressed hatred for Mormons.
Authorities have interviewed more than 100 witnesses and victims and are sifting through what's left of the church after what the FBI called a targeted act of violence. Police believe all who attended the Sunday service have now been accounted for, including 4 dead and 10 injured. The suspect was identified as 40-year-old Thomas Jacob Sanford. He had prior arrests for burglary and for operating while intoxicated. Chris Johns, a candidate for local office, told CBS News that Sanford ranted against the church just a week before the attack.
I would say like an extreme dislike. What I garnered was that he had a past interaction with the church that was not positive.
Sanford, a former Marine, was shot and killed by police. It's coming up on 5 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Some rain and wind along the southeast coast, but no landfall anticipated from Tropical Storm Imelda. Same for Hurricane Umberto. The storms are bringing rain and wind to the Bahamas and Bermuda. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
We have Umberto, which is saving a lot of the east coast of the U.S. from Imelda. It's a bigger storm. It's a stronger storm. It's a Category 4 storm. It will begin to weaken as it moves off to the north and east, but it's helping pull Imelda along with it.
The Trump administration says it will open 13 million acres of federal land for coal mining and spend $625 million to recommission or modernize coal-fired power plants. The coal industry has been shrinking amid environmental rules and competition from cheaper natural gas. CBS's Matt Piper tells us about a legal settlement involving President Trump.
YouTube has agreed to pay nearly $25 million to President Trump to settle a 2021 lawsuit that he filed. It was after the site suspended his account in the wake of the January 6th Capitol riot. That makes YouTube the last of the three big tech social media companies he sued to settle over his removal from their platforms.
A federal judge has agreed to temporarily suspend the Trump administration's plan to eliminate more than 500 jobs at the agency that oversees Voice of America. Those employees represent the vast majority of the remaining VOA staff. A 61-year-old Florida man faces charges after police north of Tampa say he killed, cooked, and ate two of his pet peacocks. CBS's Michael Wallace.
Craig Vogt faces a felony count of animal cruelty. The Pasco County Sheriff's Office says he had been upset with his neighbor who was feeding the birds. Vogt allegedly left a letter in her mailbox telling her he had killed one of the birds with a knife, then cooked it in a frying pan. He threatened to kill more of his peacocks if she didn't stop feeding them.
Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Uma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Uma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm. I am. Uma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Uma.
Nice. Find your business comm at uma.com/radio.
That's the latest from CBS News Radio. I'm Steve Kathan. The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett continues now here on News Radio WGNS.
Back at it for another hour of fun and information. You've got the Wake Up Crew here with you. I'm Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett here as well. We've got more information right now for you as we check on traffic and weather together. This update brought to you by Toots.
When we started our flagship restaurant on Broad Street, who would have known we'd have grown and touched each four corners of Rutherford County? Now we have locations in South Murfreesboro, Smyrna, West Murfreesboro, and the original on 860 Northwest Broad Street.
Swing by one of our four locations after a game for some good food and fun.
Thank you, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Rutherford County.
Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you.
Toots. Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 87 degrees. Winds north-northeasterly, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 61. Wednesday, lots more sunshine. Highs head right back to 87. Then lows head right back down to 61 with a few clouds on Wednesday night. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 61.
Hey, Jim, where'd you source out those maters from?
Right out of my field. Still had mud on them this morning.
50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market, Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro, on John R. Rice Boulevard.
The Rutherford County Farmers Market. No middlemen, just local hands and local dirt.
Good morning. It's moving a lot better now on 65 up around Dickerson Pike, where we had that earlier crash. Some flashing lights as traffic a little bit slow in Rutherford County. It's 24 westbound near Sam Ridley Parkway. They've got everything over to the right-hand side. It's just really heavy. Certain sections of I-24 in Rutherford County right now, especially westbound, trying to get towards Nashville. Hey, Stein Dental Care in Nashville has over 350 five-star wonderful Google reviews. Call Stein Dental Care in Nashville today. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Kim Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center. You hear me on Monday mornings at 7:20 talking about how to lead a healthier lifestyle. We carry supplements, personal care, and grocery items at both our Murfreesboro and Smyrna locations, family owned and operated since 1989.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back into the Wake Up Crew.
You would see the gift.
Okay, enough of that.
You used to, listen to that on with your mom.
September.
Oh, yeah, we used to watch that was while she was folding laundry.
He was just being sentimental.
Just reminiscing.
Brian. He was
singing. So earlier, I want to make a point
here. Oh, wait a minute. We've heard you sing, you know, a little outburst.
Yeah, but he's loud.
I want to make a point here.
Well, hold
earlier
on.
In the show, I also spoke while you were doing your intro, and we had a nice conversation, and we went back and forth, and, you know, it led to just the camaraderie on the show. And yet, with him, I get a hold on.
It's control.
It's control.
A control, obsession,
mics are coming
and surveillance.
Off. His fingers are already on the mic off button.
Yes. Good morning, everybody. It is episode 1753 of the Wake Up Crew. Last day of September. Fall breaks next week. We've got two football games Thursday, Friday. Blackman Stewart's Creek at the Creek on Thursday. And Eagleville Moore County region game on Friday. WGNS and Big G TV for all of those. Middle is off this week as well. So, misrepresented songs, our song of the day. This is from The Police. They play this a lot at weddings, but it's really about obsession, control, and surveillance. It's not really a love song.
I would say that's a song that's misrepresented.
The theme song here. 7 o'clock hour.
Yeah. That feels like every breath I take I'm being ridiculed for.
Watched, observed.
Well, there are 6 cameras in here.
It's true. Is that one hooked up to anything?
That's a secret camera that nobody notices.
That's where the people get hired and fired.
I love where sometimes I'll log in to fix something on our video stream stuff. And I'll just open it up. And I just love the producers never expect the camera to turn on and then you just see them.
Okay, could I do a 12 songs and play the songs and sing them and record it, and I'll be on TV. I could be on Big G TV. Hey, here's an hour of John. Right? I could, couldn't I?
If you were singing them yourself, probably.
Yeah.
There's some copyright stuff you have to deal with.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
We don't have to deal with on the radio, which honestly is why we don't do video stream of this show.
Yeah.
We just got too much copyright.
But I could play guitar or something, couldn't I?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Johnny B's show on Friday is not flagged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
He's doing a cover. He's doing a cover of the song.
I guess.
There's a difference.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of people don't realize.
You can't play the actual music of the artist.
Correct.
That's what it is.
Well, so you remember when Truman did his show from Sylvan Park?
Correct.
Fridays were not done there. They were done in the studio. Because you have to have a special license as a restaurant. You have to pay. So places that have live music in their restaurant, they have to pay license fees.
And I say,
have artists do those.
Save that money. I hate live music at a restaurant.
Which is why that Johnny B, they never went out and they performed at the restaurant on those mornings.
I don't think artists even like, you know, I don't think they even like.
They do it to make some money.
But it's very annoying.
It is. And it always seems to be, me and Megan, we go out to eat on Thursdays. Like, this is kind of a Taco Tuesday, what's bugging me combo here. But we go out to eat on Thursdays, and it feels like every restaurant does their live music on Thursday nights. Like, that just feels like the night to do it for whatever reason. And it just, man, because it's so loud. And if I'm going out to eat, I'm going out to eat because I want to talk, and it just gets on my nerves. It's a big pet peeve of mine is live music in restaurants.
Well, and the people get louder, and then they try to sing a little louder, and it's just, it's not good.
And then you walk past them, and they got that little bucket sitting on the stage because they want a tip, and you're like,
I don't mind having music, you know, like.
No, music from speakers because it's light and it's whatever. But, man, the best music to atmosphere of any restaurant, I think, might be Red Lobster. They really theme their music to the whole beach theme.
And you don't really notice it that much.
No.
Just unless you want to.
But it really does feel like, I think Red Lobster feels like I'm eating at a restaurant at the beach.
You're into Red Lobster.
I am.
I'll tell you.
I don't know why.
It makes me want to go. I almost went for my birthday.
Maybe that's where we should go for our Saturday coaches show.
Oh.
A little Red Lobster. Mm. Get some cheddar biscuits for lunch.
Every restaurant he goes to takes more out of his little bonus check that he's getting. He does realize that, doesn't he? Doesn't he realize that?
This was my negotiation for this year. You were on board.
I was on board as long as I'm eating with you.
After the first one, you were on board, but after the first time.
Wow, that's a little... Mm.
Yeah, so crowd noise and singing, that's like nightmare for Brian.
Because you got hearing aids, old man. I've got my hearing aids.
That is a bad atmosphere because I can't hear.
Hmm. Pretty nice for the two guys that are with you.
Jack Brown's was loud when we went.
But it's like he doesn't even, he can't communicate with you.
Oh, he gets on his phone or something.
Well, there's just too much noise coming in. And
so where
I can't
you go that's peaceful, that you like?
Well, if there's a loud background noise, or if the speakers, like you were saying, the speakers are up or the music is loud and people talk louder, all of that mixes together. In the atrium at church, you got all those people talking, and you're talking in front of me, to me.
We've gotten to where we've started eating outside a lot while it's pretty.
Yeah.
We started that because with the baby, we wanted to stay outside because it's less germs and stuff. But it's actually really nice if it's nice out. Now, if it's really hot, some places you can't do it. But a lot of them that are like covered or have fans or whatever, eating outside is pretty nice.
There was 100-degree day that was a little warm.
Well, yeah. Well, that's when we went to the hot dog place, and it was hot.
Yeah. I was thinking about the Carmen's that one time.
Oh, yeah. It was hot there, too.
Despite the fans.
I can't hardly eat hot.
Yeah. Right now is the best time of year to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Spring's not, too bad. I'd rather it be even a little nippy than hot.
It's always windy in spring, though.
Yeah,
I think maybe we should think about that for the next segment. You know, some of the best outdoor seating areas.
Oh, that could be fun.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Steve DeSager.
Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill was carted off with a dislocated knee. He had 6 receptions against the Jets, 67 yards. His Miami team defeated New York 27-21. The Jets' record now 0-4. They had 3 fumbles and 13 penalties in the game. In a second Monday night game, Denver over Cincinnati easily 28-3. Bo Nix with 3 total touchdowns. The Bengals on the first drive kicked a short field goal, but after that had 9 drives, 5 first downs, and only 97 yards of offense. Giants wide receiver Malik Nabers is out for the year with a torn ACL. Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy will not return. He's been offered an advisory role. Skip Schumacher could reportedly be promoted from advisor to manager there. The Minnesota Twins fired manager Rocco Baldelli. The Giants fired manager Bob Melvin. The Mets' Carlos Mendoza will return. The Diamondbacks will reportedly keep skipper Torey Lavella.
This is a paid legal ad.
I'm attorney John Day. Many lawyers are quick to say that they'll take the insurance company to court for you. But how do you know if the lawyer is an experienced trial attorney? Ask them if they're certified. In order to be certified, you have to have tried a lot of cases, taken a two-day test, and get recommendations from judges and other lawyers. My wife Joy and I are both certified as civil trial specialists, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
Make a bold statement with custom banners and signs from Franklin's Printworks.
We've got a lot of capabilities as far as the material that you can use, either vinyl or paper or foam board or even aluminum or acrylic.
Jeff Carlton at Franklin's Printworks says they can help design eye-catching, standout banners and signs.
We can walk you right through it and pull it all together for you. Our customers sometimes don't even know what they need to know. That's why it's helpful to sit down with a real person rather than depending on something on the internet.
Franklin's Printworks.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
America's Thrift Stores is now open at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Whether you're thrifting for a one-of-a-kind statement piece, name-brand jeans, or just browsing for the thrill of the find, America's Thrift offers unbeatable value with prices up to 70% off retail. Don't miss the deals. Don't miss the fun. Come celebrate the grand opening of America's Thrift Stores in Murfreesboro. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for all the details.
No middlemen, no mystery, just fresh picked produce.
Straight from the Tennessee dirt to your dinner table.
Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Where our family feeds your family.
Rutherford County Farmers Market. There's something fresh every week. Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1. On John R. Rice Boulevard.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It is 7:22 on the Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores, now open at MLK Jr. Boulevard. You're going to save big. I mean, they've got name brands up to 70% off. It's a new store every time you walk in at America's Thrift.
It's Taco Tuesday. Taco Tuesday.
So a little something different on Taco Tuesday, and this idea came about at the end of the last segment, actually, about, we're coming up on a time of the year, the fall. Nice time of the year to, I guess it is fall now, to maybe sit outside, enjoy outdoor seating at a restaurant.
Yeah, love outdoor seating. It's nice. You get to deep breathe in the fresh air. If your baby's asleep, a car will honk and wake her up. It's wonderful.
Or people will loudly walk by and talk.
But yeah. If a baby cries, it's not near as bad.
Yes. Actually, no, when we're sitting outside at a restaurant, she won't wake up to anything. But I turn on the sink at home, and boy, she's up. Anyway, we're going to do a tier list of some outdoor seating at restaurants, but I wanted this to be a little different. Normally, the tier list is like, we've got the options to go through already. I wanted us to kind of like name some places and then tier rank them together.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So anything?
The Alley.
Yes.
The Alley on Main. Theirs is newer. They've redone it recently. I've not eaten there, but I've driven past it. And it looks really nice.
It's an S.
Whoa.
They're outdoor seating.
Have you eaten there?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really good.
Really? I mean, when did you go there?
Well.
I wasn't invited.
No, I wasn't either. When did you go there? You never go out to eat.
Maybe.
Wow.
Wow.
He's seeing another radio host.
All right, it's very, it's an S. It's an
Nukes,
S.
It's very roomy.
Nukes Eatery.
Oh, yeah, this is an interesting one. I don't love Nukes outdoor area.
You don't?
I don't love it. I don't dislike it. I don't love it.
Well, rate it whatever you want to rate it, big boy. I don't.
Well, we're rating it together.
I'm throwing them out there.
It has, yeah. It, I mean.
It's roomy.
It is roomy, and that to me is a big plus.
I would say A, but y'all voted whatever way you want
to. I might
to.
Be being swayed because Nukes is not my favorite place to eat.
Okay, that may be it.
But it is one of your wife's favorites.
Yes, it is.
So I'm going to say A for that fact.
I don't know if this one is. Is Just Love, do they have an outdoor place? It's not really a restaurant, though, is it?
I mean, I would say it's a restaurant, especially the one in the Avenue.
Do they have outdoor seating?
Yes.
I think so, yeah. They have entertainment. Yeah. They have entertainment out there.
Yeah, I'm going to dock some points for that.
What do you mean?
Because it doesn't really feel like it's attached to the restaurant. It's just kind of like at the fountains.
Well, you know? I think other restaurants, I mean, you can use that outdoor area.
Yeah.
So.
But oh, so you're saying mine doesn't count then?
That one no, doesn't. John, we're rating it together. Okay. You're upset about this. We're like, I don't think it feels like if I go to.
Okay, so
the alley.
Give the rating. Give if the I rating.
Go to
the,
we're all supposed to rate it. That's how this works.
Okay.
We well, all rate
you,
it together.
You never did rate nukes.
I put it in an A because you guys put it because we're rating it together.
Okay.
This has turned out to be much more controversial
Can't
than
we
I
just
expected
all get
it
along?
To be. The reason I think we can drop them just a little bit because if I go to nukes or the alley and I'm sitting there, I feel like I'm still at the restaurant. Whereas that Just Love, I feel like I'm just kind of at the fountains. You know, does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not like covered or anything.
Okay. So what are we giving it? A B.
I'd probably go B.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
Sure.
The Good Neighbor Bar and Grill.
I've
no,
not
it's
been.
Not outside.
And there's hardly any seating.
You stand and eat.
Do they have outdoor seating at Waffle House? No.
No, they do not. Two J's has a little covered porch area.
It's nice. I've forgotten about them.
It's got a fire. It's nice in the winter. They've got a big fireplace in there, and they've got windows that close.
I don't think I've ever eaten there with that outdoor area.
Drake's is very similar, where it's like it's outdoor, but it's kind of like it's like a porch, basically.
Nice. Camino's. Oh, we got to rate the other one. I don't know. I haven't been there, so I'm gonna say B. But
two J's.
It could be higher.
It's nice in the winter. I don't know that I'd want to eat there in the summer, in that outdoor place, because I bet it gets steamy.
Yeah, I can't even picture it in my mind.
Well, let's not rate it then.
We've eaten outside at Neighbors.
Neighbors is very nice. I'd put Neighbors S tier, just because I think it's a nice ambiance and it's turfed. And
never been there, so S is okay with me.
We've got TV. You can play a little cornhole if you want, that kind of thing. Turf the outside area. I think that's a new thing that a lot of restaurants are doing as an outside area, and I think it became popular during COVID.
Mm. Docks at Orange Beach. Oh, Bendy Local.
We're still on Camino.
Camino.
Because Camino's got a really nice outdoor seating. It's just always so crowded.
It is. This was what I was going to say. I can't give it an S because it's really crowded.
But it is nice.
It is nice. Maybe A minus, A, B, A, B plus, you know, somewhere in there.
I would think Docks would be an A.
Yeah. Docks is an A. He's got cornhole.
For those that have ever been. All right. Well, that's some outdoor seating options at some of the restaurants here in the borough. Hey, when we come back, we're going to have more Taco Tuesday and your snack food report.
Clark Talks and Company will get you top dollar for your property.
With an option, you'll receive a contract with no contingencies. That means the sale of your property won't depend on an inspection, financing, or appraisals.
Market declines, unemployment, oil prices. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to be positioned for the long term. We provide the tools for a disciplined approach to investing. Call 615-907-7056 for an opportunity to discuss your situation. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The Rutherford County Farmers Market Difference.
You want to know what our chickens eat or how our lettuce is grown?
Or maybe about our corn or our maters. Just ask.
Your farmer's right there at the booth. That's the Rutherford County Farmers Market Difference.
John R. Rice Boulevard at the Lane Agripark, celebrating 50 years.
We're talking with Ramona Ewald at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
When my husband died, my son called me and wanted me to come and live here. My oldest son lives here with my two grandchildren and my four great-grandchildren, and he's a wonderful blessing to me.
This is Shanda McDaniel, the Community Relations Director at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Come see us, the Villages of Murfreesboro. We're near the Avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
America's Thrift Stores is now open at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Whether you're thrifting for a one-of-a-kind statement piece, name-brand jeans, or just browsing for the thrill of the find, America's Thrift offers unbeatable value with prices up to 70% off retail. Don't miss the deals. Don't miss the fun. Come celebrate the grand opening of America's Thrift Stores in Murfreesboro. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for all the details.
The Wake Up Crew,
WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's the Wake Up Crew brought to you by America's Thrift Stores on a Tuesday, September 30th, episode 1753 of The Big Show.
And happy birthday today to Georgia Lynch, Corey Wells, Kevin McIntosh, Eddie Mann, and Kay Barrett.
And if you or someone you know shares a birthday with any of these folks, get them into us, 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/birthdays so that we can give away a delicious bowl of banana pudding from our friends at Slick Pig Barbecue.
All right, I want to say good morning to today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day. Gracie Miller is today's good neighbor. I'll tell you more about her in a second. Want to make sure we let you know about America's Thrift Stores on MLK Junior Boulevard. They are open. Grab one-of-a-kind finds or name-brand items at low prices, that is, at America's Thrift Store, MLK Junior Boulevard. Time for news, traffic, and weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 87 degrees. Winds north-northeasterly, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 61. Wednesday, lots more sunshine. Highs head right back to 87. Then lows head right back down to 61 with a few clouds on Wednesday night. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 61.
Good morning. Working with a couple of accidents out here. It's gotten heavier up through Brentwood, Franklin. 65 coming northbound right now through Williamson County. It's heavy, no surprise. Coming off that ramp from Vietnam, that's on the 65 southbound. All that traffic trying to get down past Rivergate Parkway right now on 65 south. Coming through Goodlettsville, there in Millersville as well. 65 south, that's starting to get a little bit heavy as well. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car, big truck here in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
It's now confirmed a new freestanding emergency room is on its way to Southern Murfreesboro, thanks to unanimous approval from the Tennessee Health Facilities Commission. TriStar Stonecrest Medical Center received the green light for a certificate of need to build the $19 million TriStar Murfreesboro ER at the intersection of South Church Street and Warrior Drive. Designed to serve one of Tennessee's fastest-growing regions, the facility will include 11 treatment rooms, a trauma bay, advanced imaging, a full-service lab, and three-bay transport bays. TriStar Stonecrest CEO Lou Caputo called the project a critical investment in the health and safety of our community. The move follows strong community support, including over 1,200 letters submitted in favor and a 7-0 vote from the commission. Last year alone, more than 8,000 Murfreesboro residents traveled to Smyrna for emergency services. With the addition of this ER, TriStar hopes to ease that burden and improve emergency care across Rutherford County. Meanwhile, northern residents can expect expanded services too, as Ascension St. Thomas Rutherford and Murfreesboro Medical Clinic plan another ER in Las Casas. While healthcare infrastructure is expanding, fuel prices are drawing attention across Rutherford County. AAA reports Tennessee now ranks fifth in the nation for cheapest gas, with regular unleaded averaging $2.73 per gallon. Locally, Rutherford County comes in lower at $2.67 per gallon, making it the 25th cheapest among Tennessee's 95 counties. Shelbyville and Bedford County edges out the rest with an average of $2.60, while Cannon County sees a spike at $2.90 per gallon. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels, Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Online at tireworld.us.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Tyler Campbell here, owner of Kettle Classic Gourmet Popcorn. You can come check us out at the Rutherford County's Farmers Market every Tuesday and Friday, where we offer up fresh kettle corn and caramel corn. You can also come and see us at the storefront at 5525 Franklin Road. We have multiple flavors of gourmet popcorn. Kettle Classic Gourmet Popcorn. Tyler Campbell here. You can come check us out at the Rutherford County's Farmers Market every Tuesday and Friday, where we offer up fresh kettle corn and caramel corn.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open. This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
This is Kim Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center. You hear me on Monday mornings at 7:20 talking about how to lead a healthier lifestyle. We carry supplements, personal care, and grocery items at both our Murfreesboro and Smyrna locations, family owned and operated since 1989.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:35 as we continue the Wake Up Crew brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. And it's more Tuesday food talk.
It's
all right, the last place you had either fast food or dinner or breakfast, I mean, where's the last establishment that you bought food?
Okay. But it... Say that again?
The last place that you got food. Fast food, restaurant, sit down, you know, whatever. Where's the last one?
Zaxby's.
And you had
Chicken taco.
I had those chicken tacos, by the way. Very good.
Yep, they're delicious.
It's got that pico in it and chipotle ranch. Is that the? Did you get chipotle ranch or the avocado?
Chipotle ranch.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah, they're good.
It's not the last place I had. I had Sir Pizza for dinner last night.
Ah,
the old Royal Feast.
I had.
Wait, did you go with somebody? Another radio host?
No, he had it DoorDashed.
Okay.
No, I went and picked it up actually.
Oh. Last place I had was Camino on the one over by my house.
South Church Street?
No. It's right near Slick Pig.
Oh, East Main?
East Main. No, it's off East Main. Whatever that road that connects to East Main is.
Oh, yeah, that little side road.
Yeah, I cannot remember the name of it. But that's
the end of the old Woodbury Highway is what that is.
Ah.
Where it runs
that
into.
That's the closest Camino to my house, and we've started going to that Camino just because that's Megan's favorite Mexican restaurant.
Okay.
And so that's where we go. And it is actually a really good Camino. I think it's probably...
What did you get?
I get the nachos carnitas, which is just pork nachos, and then I have them add pineapple to it. And it's very good. Megan gets the traditional bowl, which is just a big bowl with rice and beans and chicken and lettuce and guac and stuff.
Okay.
But yeah, the that Camino really surprised me. It doesn't look like much from the outside, and their parking lot is really small, so it always looks slammed, but it's not.
I had forgotten that it was even there.
Yeah. It is going strong.
So that's like a fourth restaurant that I didn't even know that's a Mexican restaurant right in that little corridor.
Oh, yeah. Right there.
Yeah.
Right there.
A bunch of them. All right, well, that's where we ate last. That's kind of cool.
Oh, is that your Taco Tuesday segment?
Yeah, that's it. Let's do some snack food stuff now.
Now, it's the Snack Food Report on the Wake Up Crew. Here's national correspondent Dalton Barrett.
Got some highlights from the Starbucks Fall 2025 menu. It is out. Of course, the pumpkin spice latte makes its return, as well as this year, the new pumpkin cream cold brew. Iced pumpkin cream chai latte is back. And then the pecan oat milk cortado. Don't know what that is. They have a new pecan cold foam, something I have had, and if you're still on your iced coffee kick, you should try, is the pecan crunch oat milk latte. It tastes to me like a like an iced coffee version of an oatmeal cream pie. It's very good.
Interesting.
It's very good. You should try it. Their Italian sausage egg bites are back, or those are new. They're here for the first time. The pumpkin cream cheese muffin is back, as well as the raccoon cake pop is back. So that's new at Starbucks for their fall menu. Some other new snack foods. Popcorner Smokehouse barbecue flavor just launched. Hostess is bringing back the Suzy Q snack cakes, making their return. Ferrero Rocher has their new chocolate squares. Takis Wicked for Good flavors, Emerald Heat, and Spellbindingly Sweet. That's a tie-in. Cheez-It Hot Honey, which is out now earlier this year, but it's trending currently. Pringles, 6 new fall flavors, including cinnamon and sugar mingles. Oreo Reese's Cookies, we talked about that last week. Evie's Banana Bread Pecans are out. Nerds Cherry Lemonade Gummy Clusters, that's a new flavor of Nerd Gummy Clusters. Pad Thai flavored ready-to-eat popcorn, from that won a new product award this year. You can pick those up at the grocery store. Protein Tortilla tortilla chips from the Sweet and Snack Expo. Vlasic Pickle Balls, which are little chips that are pickle flavored. You can pick those up. Dill pickle flavored corn puffs. Parmesan and pepper ready to eat popcorn, new flavor. Pop Crunch Clusters, peanut butter and strawberry, a new snack mix. Jalapeno Cheese Snack Sticks by Elk are back. Sparked by trends, more sweet and spicy offerings in chips and cookies. New better-for-you snacks, especially high-protein, low-sugar, or vegetable chips across several brands are out, so you can find.
And that is your snack food report.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Every day is Earth Day at the Habitat ReStore.
We keep tons of material out of the landfill.
Hey, call us at the Habitat ReStore about your donated items may need to be recycled.
You have lights?
We take it.
How about gently used furniture?
We take it.
How about kitchen cabinets?
We take it.
The only thing we don't take is mattresses, box springs, and clothing.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
If your job situation is changing because of layoffs or restructuring, you may have to make several decisions. One important decision may be what to do with your retirement plan. Make sure your retirement stays on track. I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, and I'd like to help. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Donating is easy at America's Thrift Stores. They're proud to partner with Make-A-Wish Middle Tennessee to help grant life-changing wishes for local children battling critical illnesses. When you donate gently used clothing and household items, you're giving more than stuff. You're giving hope. Every donation helps Make-A-Wish bring joy to a child right here in Middle Tennessee. Drop off donations today at the new location in Murfreesboro at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Learn more at americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Putting the wraps on the Wake Up Crew, episode 1753, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. Don't forget to visit their new location, brand new, right here in the borough, MLK Jr. Boulevard. Going to have some good finds out there. And go frequently because they turn that store over quite a bit. So, like a new store every time you go in. Fall break is just 4 days away. Friday, once Friday hits, boy, people are out of there. So, that's why we've got a lot of Thursday football games. So, we've got football Thursday, Friday here for you this week as well. Want to say good morning to Gracie Miller. Gracie is the SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for being an amazing friend. Gracie is going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and everybody at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and your friends here at WGNS Radio. So congratulations to Gracie Miller, the SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day, locally grown, nationally known SRM, supporting the neighbors who make Rutherford County strong. Now what?
This would be the Dad Joke of the Day replay.
Yes, that is right. Right after I tell you that the Wake Up Crew is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, they partner with schools and families supporting learning and inspiring young minds. Thanks to our friends at MTE for bringing you the show today.
Time for the Dad Joke of the Day.
Replay.
So John went first.
Yeah, I forgot what it was.
Should there be points taken off?
Yeah.
No.
I've already lost.
He already lost today. I'm trying to remember what it was myself.
I can't find my site that I got it from.
That's not good. No. You're going to need it tomorrow.
I know.
Well, mine was, what type of fruit goes down a slide?
I don't know. What?
A kiwi.
Replay.
Oh, I got mine now.
Okay, let's hear it.
You're done. Stop.
I wasn't done until I was done.
I got a new pen that can write underwater.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it can write other words, too. Just didn't hit you, did it?
Nah, it just didn't tickle me right.
Okay.
But fine. You knew that going in.
Yeah.
You said something. You're like,
unlike my predecessor. I'm fine with it.
Well, if you're invested in the competition, the dad joke competition that we have, it's a 3-day competition. Seeing who can tell the better joke. I'm the scorekeeper. As of now, exciting news for tomorrow, we are all tied up at 1-1. Tomorrow is, that's the ringer.
I got it too.
We're going to see who pulls through. We're going to see who wins. It's going to be difficult for me.
You better get it. You better find a good one. That's all I can say.
Okay.
I'm bluffing to make him worry.
I'm good. I'm confident.
I'm just proud that I got 1 point out of this whole competition.
Now, here's what we could do, and y'all might not like this. Just shoot me down if you don't. What we could do is have listeners vote for the best joke tomorrow to break the tie. Have them text in there. Votes.
Then we'd have to wait a long time.
We'd know next week. Next Monday.
Do you know that everything that comes out of his mouth makes war work for me?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. And he's gone for 3 to 4 days.
Oh, why not? Let's give him $1,000 cash, too, while we're at it.
Don't say that out loud. We definitely don't have it.
I gave away a hat once.
And we didn't have it.
We did.
I had to go make a hat with my own bare hands.
No, we had a hat.
We had hats. I had to craft it. I had to cut the material.
They're sitting in your office.
I had to embroider it myself with
you
a thimble and a...
Somebody walked up here and you text me and said, hey, somebody's here to pick up their hat. What did we say? Or pick up something. What did we say we were going to give them? And I was like, it was a hat. That's all the work that was.
We're out of all stuff.
Johnny Beak, it was up here and I said, oh, let me take that hat off your head.
You used to be good at getting swag, but no more.
There's some hats in his office still. They're still there.
Someone's been snooping.
Don't we have mugs?
There's cups. There's bags.
Really?
Yes.
He's not told me about any of them.
It's all kinds of stuff.
Oh, time to go.
Hey, I'm ready for a backpack.
You just got one last year.
No,
you got
a
laptop bag. He's talking about a backpack.
No, I got a backpack. You got me one. But
I didn't get a backpack. Where's my backpack?
I know. I want one with just a regular, like to carry other stuff. It. Yeah.
See you later.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 87 degrees. Winds north-northeasterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 61. Wednesday, lots more sunshine. Highs head right back to 87. Then lows head right back down to 61 with a few clouds on Wednesday night. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 61.
From lift kits to tires, Tire World has the experts and the knowledge to get it.